What's your impression of, you know, training camp where you get out there every day and grind?
It's a lot more fun to be out there than to watch, I can tell you that. That's for sure. It's been cool just being able to go through practices and, you know, start to recover, and you feel what it feels like to go through these practices, and just being able to get back out there each and every day and take something new from every day and learn from it, it's been fun.
Odell, do you notice a difference in the way Eli is throwing the ball? I mean, are you guys connecting a little bit better, you think?
I couldn't say we're connecting better or worse. It's just kind of been, we're going about practicing, we're running plays, and whatever plays are up and whatever plays are called, that's what we're going to run. But I think it's going to be a great year for all of us. Eli looks great, the receivers are looking better, and the offense is starting to click.
Are you still sort of holding back a little bit run-wise, or are you all out full open run?
It depends. I open up every now and then, and then you know, there's times where you just hold back. It's still early, so I'm just trying to make it through as many practices as you can and get better.
Last year you had a pretty good year, obviously, without training camp. What do you think the difference is going to be for you, kind of being out there and being able to develop that chemistry? How much better do you think you can be with that?
I don't know. I guess only time can tell, really. I know that, you know, practice will, you know, make it easier, but at the end of the day, it's football. It's what you've been doing, you know, for a long time. And as long as you're on the same page with Eli, whether it's mentally or physically, I think it'll be fine.
That's all I got to ask you as a receiver. Do you know exactly what a catch is and is not after seeing the film again that we just saw from the officials?
I'm still a little confused. Every now and then, the only thing I can say is just don't ever let the ball hit the ground, or just don't ever let go. It's the best advice I can give any receiver right now, is just make it no option to be reviewed.
Looks like Coach McAdoo has put in some new wrinkles involving you, involving Vic. I mean, when you saw that in person, what was your thoughts when you saw what some of the things he had planned for the two of you and interchanging and getting the ideal matchups for you?
I mean, that's all of us, Ruben, Vic, and myself. It started last year a lot. Started moving around in a different spot. So it's not something that he just added yesterday. It's something that's kind of been built up over time, and just moving each one of us around, putting us in different positions, and making it hard for defenses to line up in certain coverages or game plan certain ways.
You have any idea or sense of what to expect next week when you guys head out to Cincinnati?
Honestly, I don't. I've never been a part of anything like that. So I'm kind of going in, you know, just going in, whatever it is whatever it is. You know, I know I play for the Giants and they play for the Bengals, so hopefully we're out there to get work, but, you know, whatever lies is what lies there.
I mean, you're a competitive guy, so do you envision yourself getting into a situation where it becomes more like a game than maybe you'd be out here in camp?
No, I know where I'm at right now, and I don't expect to go out there and try and play a game on Tuesday, you know, especially it being preseason as well. Just go out there to compete and get better, and if they take it up to another level, then, you know, you just go with the flow. You just make sure you're smart about it.
You've seen your popularity grow over the past year. Are you surprised, though, when people are trying to get your autograph and, like, the stands are collapsing and things like that?
I really don't even know what to say on that part. It was just kind of weird. I'm, you know, signing a football and I see the stands collapse and I see legs in between the bleachers and stuff like that. And it's just crazy. It's just, you know, I don't like to see anybody, any kids or anything like that in harm's way. So hopefully there's not another incident like that or getting put in those situations again.
Is this something that you thought about coming into your pro career, the celebrity aspect of it and how you would deal with it? Or is it something that you're just sort of taking in day by day?
Something that I kind of just take in day by day. I never, you know what I mean? I always thought you're in the NFL, like, oh, you're a football player and you play in the NFL, but I never thought, you know, there was so much more to it than what there is. But it's definitely not a bad thing. So to say, it's just you live and you learn, and you just got to find the right way to do things.
Victor's done his share of that. Do you guys talk about that a lot?
All the time. I always clown with him. Just about, you know, how crazy things can get sometimes, or how crazy it may feel for you at sometimes. And I think about him, and like, I know that he's been there. So if I ever need to ask someone for any kind of advice, I can just go to him.
What's the pitch count like for you so far? I mean, have you built up at all? It seemed like you took about maybe half the first team reps yesterday. Are you doing more or less than maybe you were at the beginning, or is it going to stay the same? What's your impression of it?
I don't really know. I think it, honestly, I don't know. You'd have to ask the trainers. They have, there's GPSs and stuff, and they keep a track of however much we practice. But I have been feeling good, and practices have been going well, so stay pretty consistent with it.
What's the most important thing you think you've learned so far in your career?
Just keeping football as football and making sure that it's the most important thing to me, which it is, because this is what I'm here to do.
Do you still have your hamstrings on your mind at all, or are you at the point where you're not even thinking about
them? Hamstrings always going to be on your mind. You could ask anybody who ran track, anybody who's ever pulled a muscle, it's always going to be something that's in the back of your mind, no matter if you try and let it go or not.
Well, Dale, from looking at the playbook and the plans they have for you this year compared to how you were implemented into the offense last year, how much of an expansion is it? Are they giving you a whole bunch more stuff that you didn't have when you were with the season?
Not a lot more, not anything that, you know, we couldn't handle. It's just it's a matter of getting it all down and just knowing, you know, exactly what you have. I think it's pretty much the same as last year, just finding better ways to execute.
Refining
it. Right.
What's the biggest thing you've been trying to improve?
Staying patient and just, you know, really weathering the storm and just not allowing anything else to affect what you came here to do.
Patient against what? What are you trying to
life.
Rush?
Life.
It's very sad.
Look forward to seeing Jeremy.
Oh man, I can't wait to see Jeremy. You know, we FaceTime and we talk, you know, pretty much every day, and just, you know, clown with him, and just ready to get to see him, you know, go to work. It's just something about, you know, one of your boys, your brothers that you've played with, watching him do his thing, that, you know, it makes you want to do your thing. So I'm definitely excited to see him. Best of luck to him.
Is there any difference, you know, you get to see him, and then obviously you get to see Jarvis later on in the season. You guys talk about what that's going to be like?
Oh, me, I actually talked to Jarvis just yesterday, and we talk about it all the time. It's just going to be, you know, something that we always dreamed of, you know, if not being on the same team, being on the same field in the NFL is a blessing enough. So I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to see Jeremy and Jarvis, and just really looking forward to this season.
Thank you.